Good morning and welcome once again to The Forgotten Word. I'm Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Today I just want to speak a little bit about the difference between, I guess, the King James Version and the New International Version. There's always a lot of contention about that subject, and I don't want to get into it real in depth because I don't have time today, but we do want to cover a little bit. What I want to do is, I want to read you some verses that have been moved from the original text and put into footnotes. I guess what I'm going to tell you is that I need to research this more also, but I found these and I wanted to bring it to your attention so that maybe we can, you know, all of us together can research this and find out why. I'm not sure why they moved them to the footnotes. To me, you know, it leads credibility to whoever's reading it that the verse is not part of the original Bible. I don't know what the reason behind it is. Like I said, I haven't really studied it in depth yet. But there's some verses, and I want to bring them to your attention so it give you something to look up to try to decide for yourself what this is all about and what's behind it all. There's about six verses here that have been moved from the original text and put into the footnotes of the NIV. Now, Matthew 12:47. Then one said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. I don't know why these verses are moved into the footnotes, but it's Matthew, and if you got a pencil and paper, write these down. Look them up. Look them up in the King James and look them up in the NIV. Get an idea of, maybe what's going on. But it's Matthew 12:47. Also, we have Matthew 21:44. Matthew 21:44. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And that verse has been moved to the footnotes out of the original text. And that was Matthew 21:44. So we've got Matthew 12:47 and Matthew 21:44. Now we have Luke 22:43. That's Luke 22:43. It said, And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. That's Luke 22:43. Again, folks, if you just popped onto the channel, the station, we're just looking at some verses in the NIV that's been moved to the footnotes, and then we're going to look at some verses that's been removed completely from the Bible itself. But here we've started out with Matthew 12:47. If you're writing these down, got Matthew 21:44, Luke 22:43, and then you got the very next verse, Luke 22:44. And that verse says, And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And they decided that needed to be moved to the footnotes. Again, not really sure what that's all about. Now, I do want to tell you that I know the NIV is gender neutral, and I don't agree with that, but that's what they are. The NIV has, made some big changes. But anyway, we got Matthew 12:47, Matthew 21:44, Luke 22:43, Luke 22:44, John 7:53. John 7:53. And every man went unto his own house. That's John 7:53. Then we got John 8:11, where it says, She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. That's John 8:11. Now that's the verses that have been moved from the original Bible verses and put into the footnotes of the NIV. You got Matthew 12:47, Matthew 21:44, Luke 22:43, Luke 22:44, John 7:53, John 8:11. Now these next verses, they've been completely removed from the original. Let's start again with Matthew. Now, we're only in the New Testament, so let's start here. We've got Matthew 17:21. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Let me Let me repeat that. That's Matthew 17:21. Then you got Matthew 18:11. Matthew 18:11. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Matthew 18:11. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. I have no idea why they take that out of the Bible, but they did. So far you got Matthew 17:21, Matthew 18:11, Matthew 23:14. Said Matthew 23:14 says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation." That's Matthew 23:14. Then we got Mark 7:16. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Mark 7:16. Again, not sure why they took that out. Maybe because it's mentioned somewhere else in the Bible, don't know. I know this next verse is mentioned 2 or 3 different times, and so maybe they just decided they needed, you know, repetition wasn't good for somebody, I don't know. Mark 9:44 says, "Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched." And then in Mark 9:46, 2 verses down, it says, "Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched." So we got Matthew 17:21, Matthew 18:11, Matthew 23:14, Mark 7:16, Mark 9:44, Mark 9:46. Then we have Mark 11:26. 11:26 says, "But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses." Mark 11:26. Then you got Mark 15:28. "And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, and he was numbered with the transgressors." Mark 15:28. Now again, these are the verses that are completely taken out of their Bible, the NIV Bible. Then you got Luke 17:36. "Two men shall be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left." That's Luke 17:36. It's gone. Luke 23:17 says, "For of necessity he must release one of them at the feast." Luke 23:17. That's gone. Taken out of the Bible. John 5:4. John 5:4 says, "For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had." John 5:4. Again, not sure why. Acts 8:37. "And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And that's been taken clear out of the book of Acts. Another Acts, that was Acts 8:37. In Acts 15:34, says, "Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide these there still." Acts 15:34 took it clear out. Acts 24:7, "But the chief captain Lysias came upon us, and with great violence took him away out of our hands." That was Acts 24:7. Took it out of the Bible. Acts 24:7. Acts 28:29. "And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had great reasoning among themselves." That's Acts 28:29. In Romans 16:24, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." I don't know why. It seems to me that the NIV seems to dislike calling Jesus Lord Christ. I'm not sure what that's all about, folks. This particular verse in the King James calls him both, actually, the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:7. That last verse was Romans 16:24. The last one here is 1 John 5:7. "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." Well, if you take that out, that's basically you're denying the denial of the Trinity. It says right there in 1 John 5:7, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost." 1 John 5:7. I'm not sure what that's all about. I don't know half of what some of that stuff's about. I really don't know why. But I do know the King James Version says, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. And if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, that he hath testified of his Son. So I'm not sure what they're all about, the makers of that of the NIV. I just don't know. It's, to me, it's hiding the truth. I just don't know. You know, I just don't know. It's crazy. I just, you know, so many people, you know, will listen to this and they say, "Oh, you know, just don't worry about it." Well, you know, we can't live and let live. I mean, things are different. We need to know why. You know, we need to study this. I happen to prefer the King James. I use all different versions, though. And the reason is because I read the King James and then I read other versions. And sometimes there's a little bit of difference in the way it's said. And it'll give me a better idea of what the King James is actually telling me. But, you know, I would just ask that you would do this, folks. Excuse me again for my cold. One of these days it's going to be gone. I covet your prayers for my health. What I'd ask you to do is to get the King James and get the NIV and study them both. Look up what I've explained today to you, but also look up on the internet and see what the differences are, and see if you can make sense of why it's different and why they changed what they did. You know, we need to understand, you know, what's the truth and what's not the truth. And I have trouble with the King James. I have since it first come out. I mean, excuse me, with the NIV. I'm so sorry. The NIV is easy to read. It's a lot easier to read. But so much of it's so different than what the King James is. And I just happen to think that the King James is more online with what the original is. Now, there's people argue both sides of that coin, so that, you know, I'm not telling you you have to agree with me. You look it up for yourself and decide. But whatever version you use, make sure that it's the right version. There's some versions out there, folks, that are just no good. Some of them are just no good. And beware that there's a lot of newer versions that's come out in the last few years that are just downright blasphemous. And be careful with a lot of those. You have a lot of preachers now that are bringing out their own Bible. They'll use a version of the Bible, whether it's the King James or the NIV or the Message or whatever. And then they have their input on every verse, every chapter, whatever. You be careful with those. Don't take what they say as being scripture. You know, and that's what happens a lot of times. You'll follow one of these guys or girls, ladies who write their own Bible, and you know, the Word of God is the Word of God. You pray about it, see where the Lord leads you. But I just wanted to bring those to you today, because we not only want to teach about the falsehoods in the churches that you need to be aware of, but we want to be able to teach you other things too. And this is one thing that I think is very important, that you look to the Word, the true Word of God, see where things come from, see what the truth is, what the true scripture is, and that's what you follow. We need to be diligent, all of us, me, you, and everyone hearing this. We need to be diligent and study the Word and you know, proclaim the gospel of Jesus. Listen, love you. Had a great week with every one of you. We see you next week, folks. God bless you. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do. And we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.